I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 359. Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards, and here's Ricky Meese.
We've had a new accident northbound I-15 about 90 is south, now moved out of traffic to the shoulder, but we do have backups into Draper and southbound I-15, filling in and slowing down between 2100 south through Midvale. Steve?
And northbound 15 rolling free and clear, Salt Lake to Syracuse, got some slowdowns there at Antelope Drive. This year, kick off the Christmas season with Gentry, as they once again bring their holiday spectacular Finding Christmas to the Eccles stage November 29th and 30th. Visit live at theeccles.com. Steve Carlson at the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines overnight. We're headed down to 32 degrees with possible rain and snow on the valley floor. We're not talking about accumulation for tomorrow. Rain and snow showers should ease midday, but the high temperature, only 42 degrees.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have thick clouds of 49 degrees.
And a crash affecting traffic both directions, State Street and Murray. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. A reprieve from rain in southern Utah at this moment, but the clouds linger. Earlier storms this morning had Zion National Park watching for flash floods. Park officials closed down parts of the Narrows and will reopen them once the rain dies down. There is a flash flood watch in effect. Here on the Wasatch Front, the storm is gone for now, but moving back in. Cooler temperatures, rain in the valley, a dusting of snow is expected for the ski resorts. And KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is joining us live. Paul, are we in for more?
After the storm passed this morning, UHP troopers have been assigned to 53 crashes across the state, including four semi-rollovers. UHP Sergeant Nick Street says one by I-80 by the airport was caused by a truck forcing the semi to take evasive action.
It could be said for the other three semis that have really hampered our roadways.
Now, some meteorologists say we're expecting about a tenth of an inch this afternoon when it comes to rain. However, KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman says he expects snow and rain to be mixed tomorrow, and that could also cause some more problems.
I don't think it's going to stick on the road, but, I mean, it's still going to be heavy enough to cause some problems.
Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Brighton has been open for 2 days now. Park City and Brian Head say they're on track to open Friday. KSL News Time 401. Now more of our top stories. Here's Nick Wyatt.
Jeff, senators questioned President Trump's nominee to become the next FDA commissioner today. Dr. Stephen Hahn answered a variety of questions, including about the ongoing vaping crisis. Senator Mitt Romney says he wanted to hear Dr. Hahn come out and say that flavored vape products are leading to teens becoming addicted to nicotine.
I would have preferred him saying that. He did not say that. He said he wants to look at the evidence and look at the data. And I understand that that's what a scientist is inclined to do. But we have a health emergency here.
Dr. Hahn says he'll use science and data to guide his decisions if he's confirmed. People living near Camp Williams may hear some loud noises for the next few days. The Utah National Guard will be conducting artillery live fire exercises today through Friday. This means you might hear artillery fire starting at 7 this morning, continuing sporadically until 9 o'clock at night. 7 hours of testimony in the impeachment inquiry and more to come. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Nick, Democrats are calling today's testimony from Ambassador Gordon Sondland key in the impeachment hearings. But the president sees it another way. He says today's testimony clears him.
Not only did we win today, it's over.
Sondland says he worked with Rudy Giuliani on Ukraine policy at President Trump's direction and that everyone was in the loop as Giuliani and President Trump pressured Ukraine for investigations. Republicans pushed back, saying Sondland offered zero evidence. Top Pentagon official Laura Cooper is now testifying before the committee. Meantime, the Associated Press has learned that the FBI has requested an interview with the whistleblower whose complaint fueled the inquiry. More than 500,000 people are without power again in Northern California due to concerns of high winds and fire danger. The massive outages are having a huge impact on business owners like Sonu Shandi, who has put his restaurant up for sale.
It's very challenging to move all your inventory out and refill.
About 500,000 people are without power around Santa Rosa. And 50 years ago today, dozens of Native Americans landed on Alcatraz Island, launching a protest that would last for more than a year.
We came with 79 people to Alcatraz for the purpose of taking the island for all Indian people.
Native American activists were angry over the loss of lands and how they had been treated for centuries. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
In the middle of all this impeachment talk, did you even know there's a Democratic presidential debate tonight? Your Voice, Your Vote 2020, Lindsay Yeritz is live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Yeah, Nick, mic check's happening right now at the Tyler Perry Studios in Atlanta. 7 p.m. start. ABC's Trevor Ault says, look out for heat on the front runner that may have shifted from Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren.
This time it could be Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He has really rocketed up the polls in recent weeks and in recent days, even in Iowa and New Hampshire.
Also, four of the 10 candidates haven't made December's stage.
You might see some candidates with lower poll numbers, like Senator Kamala Harris, Senator Cory Booker, who take some more aggressive swings because their backs are against the wall.
And Warren now out with how she'll pay for Medicare for All. Plus, President Obama recently warning the Democrats running not to go too far left. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Yeritz, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following this hour. Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett met with the NFL officials today to appeal his indefinite suspension for ripping the helmet off a Steelers quarterback's head and bashing him over the head with it.
The hearing for Myles Garrett in New York lasted about an hour and a half. Garrett's attorneys asking for the league to give the player a defined number of games suspended, as required by the player's collective bargaining agreement. The league is expected to make a decision in the coming days. Teams have to submit their weekly rosters by noon Friday. The other two players suspended in the incident had their appeals heard earlier in the week. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
A Lyft driver has been charged in Davis County on two counts of forcible sex abuse. An arrest warrant was issued today for 37-year-old Eduardo Arce Aguilar. According to charging documents, Arce Aguilar assaulted the women after picking them up from a club in September of 2018. The victim also joined 13 other women from seven states in a lawsuit against the ride-sharing company, claiming they were sexually assaulted by their drivers. KSL News Time, 4:05.